Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now I say this, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows generously will also reap generously. Each one must do just as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. As it is written, He scattered abroad, He gave to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in everything for all liberality, which through us is producing thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of this service is not only fully supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing through many thanksgivings to God. Because of the proof given by this ministry, they will glorify God for your obedience, to your confession of the gospel of Christ, and for the liberality of your contribution to them and to all, while they also, by prayer on your behalf, yearned for you because of the surpassing grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift.
Have you ever visited Israel? There's a stark contrast between the Jordan River and the Dead Sea. The banks of the Jordan are surrounded by trees and greenery, but very little grows in the vicinity of the Dead Sea because there's no outlet. Water can only evaporate. This process leaves salt minerals behind and makes the water so salty that it's unfit to nourish the land, which is dry and barren. Those of us who are Christians are to be like rivers, not stagnant lakes. The blessings God gives us are to be shared instead of hoarded. This applies to His provision in every area of life, including our financial resources. As God's provision flows in to bless us, He wants us to extend the blessing to those who are in need. When sharing is our practice, the result is a fruitful life centered on glorifying the Lord and building His kingdom. We never have to fear that we will run out of resources because the Lord promises to take care of us. Believers can trust Him to provide both the means to live and the capacity to be generous with others. Best of all, God will increase our righteousness and use us to supply the needs of fellow believers who will thank and glorify God because of our obedience.